Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and take it from the T.I.M., and that's Tim, and that's me. Our subject matter today is learn to let go and go on. You know, a lot of us are in situations, relationships, friendships, around people that we have come to the end of the road. And although it's hard to let go, it is often necessary that we do so. Because if you hold on to people that don't want to be held on, all that becomes is a burden to you. You may think that she's beautiful, or you may think that he's handsome. You may think that they bring certain things to the relationship. But when you look at it and you look at the things that they do that has become burdens to you, you realize the value of the things that you feel that they brought to you is not as valuable as what you once thought. And it's time to let go. We hold on to things, we hold on to people, we hold on to relationships, to friendships that have past their expiration date. And it is good to recognize and realize that you loved someone, that you cared for someone, that you have felt certain things about this individual, but you have to realize and understand and respect when the situation becomes toxic. And a lot of times we're holding on to toxic relationships in hopes that people will change. And we know in a lot of instances they don't. As a matter of fact, instead of changing, over time the situation seems to get worse. The one that didn't value you less as time goes on. Because it's hard to value a person that hold on to you when you are giving them all the signs that you don't want to be held on to anymore. Because then you feel like, oh, I can just do this person any kind of way because they're just going to take my SHIT. And you do that and you keep moving forward. But it's time that you let them go. Loose them. Let them free. Let them go. Learn to find out and to realize, more importantly, when the expiration date of your situation has expired. There's nothing left in it. Let it go. You can savor memories. And the thing about savoring memories, we tend to savor the good times, but we tend to overlook the bad. And sometimes we tend to make the good times even better than what they actually were. And we want to look at them like, oh my God, we had such a great time together. We were so meant for one another. But you forget that he beat you. You forget that she slapped you. You forget all the name calling. You forget all the, I don't like you, I hate you, I never want to be bothered with you, I wish you were never born. You forget all of that because you take and you magnify the good times and you overlook the bad. It's time to loose them and let them free. Let go and go on into your best life. Let these bad relationships go. Let these people go that don't want to be bothered with you. Let them go. Wish them the best. Let it go. This is Tim Robinson with Take It From Tim. Learn to let go and go on when people want to let go of you. I hope you got something out of the message. Like the audio, tell a friend, subscribe so you will know when there is more episodes that are coming. Take it from the TIM and this Tim. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and this is Take It From Tim. My subject matter for today is don't prostitute your presence for people. It is important that we know that we are unique. We are individual. And in order for us to live a life of our choosing, we must march forth as an individual. Now, when I say don't prostitute your presence for people, what I mean by that is that a lot of times we find ourselves doing things that we really don't want to do in order for people to like us or support us. And to me, that is a form of prostituting yourself for people. You are so caught up in the opinions of people, their likes, what they feel about you, how they think about you, how they act and react around you, that you feel it necessary that you have to prostitute yourself for people. And I'm going to tell you that by doing so, you are selling yourself very cheaply. Everyone has a right to decide who they want to be around and who they don't. And let me tell you something. T.D. Jakes says it best. He said, if someone wants to walk out of your life, let them. You know, this world has so many people in it. And we find ourselves wanting to be around people that don't want to be around us. And the ones, it seems like, that don't want to be around us will try everything that we can to be around them. That's a form of prostituting yourself. That's a form of selling yourself cheap for other people. If somebody does not want to be bothered with you, they don't want to be your friend, they think that they're too good for you, they're too pretty, too cute, whatever, let the MF go. Let that person go wherever the hell they want to go, but away from you. You don't need them. Go around different environments. See different people. Explore new ideas, new locations, new zip codes. I found it surprising that people that are born in certain cities sometimes live their entire life without going anywhere outside of their cities. Some people never left the state. They stay in that environment, and when they're in that environment, they feel that they have to be around those people. And a lot of those people are nothing but energy drainers. They're sucking the life out of you. They're vampires. But those are the people that you want to be around. Let the MFs go. And you go and find somebody that will respect you and somebody that will want your presence. If somebody doesn't want your presence, that's their concern. That's their business. You have nothing to do with it. Do not sell yourself cheap just for the fact of you wanting someone to be your friend. Someone has a certain look and you think that they're beautiful. You think that they're handsome. You just want to be with that person. And that person shows you time and time and time again that they don't want to be bothered with you, but you're still sniffing after them. Let that MF go and go find you someone that's going to like you for who you are and where you are and what you bring to the table. Don't sell yourself short for someone that don't want to be bothered with you. Never, never, never. You can hear the passion in my voice. Prostitute yourself for people. There are far too many people in this world for you to be sitting near looking for somebody that don't want to be bothered with you. Do you hear me? Let that MF go. And you go on with your life. And you have a good life. You will find yourself less burdened. You're not carrying around that weight of trying to impress the person that obviously do not want to be with you. Let them go. Loose them. Set them free. Let them go. Do not prostitute your life for people that do not want to be bothered. And I'm telling you this because I've done it. I've done it. I've held on to people that I should have let go. A lot of times I did it because I was taught in religion that we supposed to forgive and forget, and then we supposed to just like, and I maybe my interpretation of it was wrong, you know, just forgive and forget, and I let these people come in and out of my life, this cancer that's constantly eating and festering in my body and in my soul and in my spirit. It will cause you to be bitter. It will cause you to hate people. It will cause you to be resentful of people when you prostitute yourself for people. Let the MFs go and you go on and be the best you that you can be. This is Tim Robinson talking passionately today about not prostituting yourself for people. I hope you got something for this message, from this message, because I know what, I had a lot that I got from it just telling you to let them go. Like the audio, tell a friend, come back and see more and listen to more. This is Tim Robinson with Take It From Tim. I'll see you, you'll hear me in the next audio.